The Barry Police Service is aiming to have an increased presence in the city's downtown and nearby parks. Police Chief Rich Johnston shared key insights from the department's 2023 Community Safety Survey during Thursday's Barry Police Services Board meeting, which he noted have helped shape their new downtown initiative. "These findings aren't just numbers. They are benchmarks guiding our efforts to serve and protect the community better," he said. "The survey reflects our commitment to transparency and gives a voice to our residents on the Barry Police Service's performance. Exploring these results, we better understand our community's concerns, our strengths, challenges, and areas for growth," the chief added. "That insight allows the department to stay in line with the needs of the growing city," says Johnston. "We want to capture data that can be used to inform evidence-based decision-making now and in the future," he said. "Ultimately, this leads to more effective and targeted strategies that address the needs of the community in a meaningful way." Also on Thursday, city officials held a news conference at Memorial Square on Dunlop Street East to discuss downtown safety and reiterate some of the things being done to address residents' concerns. Although the police survey encompassed a broader range of information, Johnston opted to focus on aspects of the survey that pertained to the city downtown during his presentation to the board. "Barry Police will be increasing the number of officers as part of its new downtown initiative," Image supplied. According to the survey, 48% of respondents said they felt unsafe in downtown during the day, he noted. The survey also asked respondents to list their top 5 safety concerns related to the downtown, with substance abuse, disorderly conduct, panhandling, physical assault, and gang activity topping that list. "Substance abuse was clearly the most prominent of concerns," said Johnston, adding 39% of respondents believed increased officer patrol, presence, and enforcement would help improve safety. While the survey didn't specifically identify the boundaries of downtown Barry, Johnston said in creating the new strategy, they felt it was important to recognize the significant inclusion of additional spaces beyond the traditional urban core. "Therefore, the new strategy will also focus on an area that encompasses waterfront trails, beaches, and surrounding parks. By acknowledging this broader scope, we can better appreciate a diverse range of activities and experiences that define the downtown area," the chief said. "As the temperatures rise and the summer season unfolds, our downtown area comes alive with a myriad of community-driven activities, which draws visitors and residents to the area. With the increased foot traffic and participation in events, there's the natural expectation for increased call volume," he added. "Police receive hundreds of additional calls for service to the downtown area during peak summer months," said Johnston, adding these measurements are significant as they reflect instances of harm reported by members of the community. "Distinction is important as it guides our allocation of resources, ensuring we prioritize areas and situations where harm is most prevalent," he said. "Despite downtown having relatively high levels of harm, it remains a very safe area. I want to make sure that is clear. By focusing on preventing harm, we aim to enhance the safety and well-being of our community members, and, by leveraging the data collected, we have been able to develop a strategy that will effectively allow the department to address the need for action," Johnston added. "The downtown visibility strategy will directly respond to the needs and desires expressed by the community through the survey," he said. "There is a clear, collective request for increased police presence, enhanced safety measures, and greater security in these vital areas of our community," Johnston said. "At its core, this initiative is driven by the fundamental principle that everyone deserves to feel safe and secure in their surroundings." Johnston said by increasing police presence and visibility, the aim is to create an environment where individuals can, freely and confidently, engage in daily activities, frequent local businesses, and enjoy the various amenities the downtown and its surrounding area have to offer. To achieve this, the chief said it will require a multifaceted effort, leveraging various resources and personnel to ensure a robust and comprehensive approach. "The primary strategy to enhance visibility will involve supplementing the community safety and well-being team along with the downtown BIA liaison officers by adding sworn members of the Barry Police Service equipped with high-visibility uniforms," said Johnston. In addition, the initiative will involve the addition of special constables, auxiliary officers and citizens on patrol members who will enhance the efforts of our sworn officers contributing through proactive engagement and support roles, he added. In May and June, operational hours will be extended throughout the day to accommodate peak time of activity, and officers will be mobile in cruisers and utility terrain vehicles, as well as on bikes and on foot. Meanwhile, to address open drug use in the downtown area and parks, officers involved in this initiative are directed to seize illegal drugs and paraphernalia, which will then be sent for destruction, Johnston told the board. Our officers are keenly aware of the health crisis faced in our city and all the challenges that addiction and mental health issues bring, he said. This approach is commonly referred to as see it, seize it, support them. Ultimately, he said the goal of this initiative is to create a safe and welcoming environment that is conducive to the social, economic and vibrancy of the downtown and surrounding areas. At the end of the day, it's about making people feel safe, and I think there's a return on investment there that's a safe bet.